Blog Talk Radio.
And great day, everyone. It is an awesome day here to be here with you because this is the moment that we get to spend time in conversation. That's right. It's me, your host, Marian Afua. Thanks so much for taking time out of your day to join me today on today's episode of Moments of Conversation. We're going to be talking about the steps that we need to take to escape, those things that are going to be able to help us begin the journey to self-discovery, maximizing our self-worth, maximizing our identity, our personalities, our influences that we have on ourselves instead of giving all the power to someone else. So I'm going to encourage you to sit back and relax and enjoy all the opportunity for us as we go forward. Day, as in every day of our lives, ensuring these moments of conversations. I am so excited, and I just want to give a shout out to Lisa Nichols and the whole team, Susie Catter, Zenobia, Allison, oh my gosh, Nicole. I'm going to speak to everyone who was at the Speaking Rights Summit this last weekend, and also a shout out to the women and men that attended the Pinnacle Women International Empowerment Conference. It was such an honor to be a part of both of those events. I gained so much, and I know I shared, but I gained so much from being in that room. And that's what it's about. It's about being able to pull yourself into a position where you're not always the one who has to give out information, but that you're able to gain something as well, to improve your life, to make your life better, as well as those that are around you. So that's what I did this weekend. I also want to remind everyone that I'm going to be hosting a webinar and a live broadcast webinar. It's going to be called My Life Sucks, Time to Get a New One. I know. You're like, my life sucks. That is not Marian Afua. But sometimes we have to go there because I want people to understand that, you know, when you say that, when you say, you know, I'm miserable, I can't take it anymore, I'm not sure what I'm going to do, that's the point in which we need to begin to, you know, look and see what's really going on. What's really going on in our life, and what do we need to change, and how do we get to that place, as I talk about often, and what I tell you our goal is to have a life exponentially, an exponential life that allows us to be able to experience the greatness that is us, the greatness that is surrounding us, the adventures of life that are destined for us. It isn't about pain. People say, well, you got to have pain or you don't have a gain. You know, I don't really believe that. I don't really believe that everything has to be, your gain has to be a result of you experiencing some extreme pain. Sure, sometimes the universe will have to give us pain because we're not paying attention. We're not engaging ourselves in the right type of conversations or putting ourselves in the right places to be able to do it. But I like this song. I guess it's a song or maybe it's just a saying, you know. They say, do it for the vine. I ain't going to do it. And that's how I feel about pain. That's how I feel about making unnecessary, unneeded actions or conversations. You know, I ain't going to do it. I just can't engage myself in conversations and in environments where people are not willing to accentuate their greatness and maximize their greatest asset, which, of course, you know, themselves. Sure, we have a lot of resources, but you need to be able to recognize that you have greatness and that all we're going to do is just accentuate your greatness. So I want to thank everyone again for joining me today here on the program. I'm waiting for my technical crew. I am still in movement, so I didn't hear the music sound, so they just sent me a text and told me that I jumped the show music, so I apologize for that. But I'm just excited. I am so amped and so excited to be able to have this opportunity because every time I'm able to share something that I have with someone else so that they can increase their life, it just makes me excited because that means that one more person that's on my team, one more person in my community of people who are committed to a lifestyle change, ultimate lifestyle change that is going to be beneficial. Oh, absolutely, positively, so it is. And so we begin to look at our lives in a totally different way. And so I'm excited. I want you to be excited. It's a beautiful day. Even if it's raining where you are, even if it's cold where you are, please know that it is an awesome, awesome, and there is no need for you to try to negotiate or convince other people that it is. You have to know it, and what you know is what you will experience. What you believe is what you will experience. Oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. I am so excited for this moment. So what we're going to do right now is I want to remind everyone that if you want to get in the conversation today, at 646-378-1135, 646-378-1135, you can join me here and you can ask your questions. And just like it was promoted, that if you are on the lines with me, you may be the person that gets chosen to win a free ticket to the retreat that's going to happen in November out in Arizona where I reside. And you will have an opportunity to win the books as well, Seeking Escape, which is my book that talks about the how-to, the mindset that is necessary for you to experience escape. That means exploring and seizing and communicating every possibility or all possibilities that allow you to excel beyond your current circumstances, situations, and people. Oh, yeah, I have to go there. I'm telling you, I'm amped. I'm ready to go. So if you want to be a part of this process, if you want to be able to spend 3 whole days and 1 night with me in Arizona in a beautiful retreat center where we're going to work through and I'm going to bring in some friends and we're going to help you work through some challenges, some belief systems. We're going to help you identify some goal plans, and we're going to give you some insight of how to make those goals a reality so that we don't find ourselves absolutely positively. That's what we're going to do. I am getting ready because I want to be able to get on chat with you all. So as I'm sitting here waiting for my car to pull up to take me out to the airport, I'm going to log in with you all online. And you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/moments of conversation, and you can join me in the chat room. Those of you listening on the archive, don't even worry about it. You, too, can have an opportunity to win. You just need to send me an email. Absolutely, positively, go to the Facebook page, and I need you to like our Moments of Conversation page, and I need you to get on board with me so that we can make this happen. Absolutely, positively, it can happen. There's no reason why it can't. There's absolutely no reason why you can't be a part. And people say it's going to be too expensive, but guess what? I'm giving you a free ticket. You just need to get there. And what is the greatest investment that I always tell you that you can make? The greatest investment is always the investment that you make in yourself. The greatest investment is the investment that you make in yourself. Because we don't want to find out that we've allowed our greatest asset to depreciate. And that's what we're doing when we're taking our time and we're giving all of our energy, all of our emotions to that. So I'm going to talk about the first step that it takes to get to self and to get to a form of acceptance of that self that leads to escape. And that first step is that you have to begin to look in the mirror. I mean, really look in the mirror. Look at yourself and say, I am willing to change and grow. Now, I know many of you are saying, oh, really? That's what we have to do? I mean, come on now. But, you know, you'd be surprised how many of us don't do that. We don't confess it. We don't profess it. We don't make it a mantra. We don't make it part of our process and a commitment to yourself. And you have to make a decision that this is what you want to do. Otherwise, it just becomes something you say. When you say you want to buy a car, you begin to do all the necessary steps to buy a new vehicle. When you say you want to move into a new apartment, that's what you do. You make a commitment. I'm going to move on said date. Well, what day are you going to declare to be your day that you're going to say, I am willing to change and grow? Now, I ain't talking to folks who want to play. I'm telling you, I'm being serious. See, part of the process of transformation, part of the process of advancing toward your success, your personal goals, your identity, is that you need to figure out what's inside your head. Oh, absolutely. You need to figure out what's inside your head. And at that moment you do that, then you'll begin to understand that what we're talking about has been working. It has been working. So we're going to go through those steps, and we're going to keep walking. So, you know, we're going to spend some moments and time just embracing that time. We're going to begin to think about what it is we want to experience in our lives. I am willing to change and grow. And we understand that when we are willing to change and grow, there's going to be some times when we are uncertain about what's going on. We're going to make people uncomfortable, and we are going to be made uncomfortable, but it is okay. We can push past that moment. We can begin to move past that fear, that second guessing, that doubting that is telling us change, we're going to lose too much. But if you just trust and believe that this change that you're willing to make, that this growth that you're accepting, it's going to be so phenomenal, so exponential that you will not even miss anything. And that all things are temporary for a permanent purpose. See, when we get to that type of mentality or awareness or knowing, we can embrace it. Absolutely. You see, in that moment, that you begin to say that I am willing to change and grow, that is the moment in which you're going to begin to see exactly who you are. You're going to begin to see exactly what it is you want to experience in your life. You can begin to notice people who have exactly the correct resource that you need to change and grow. Absolutely, positively, so it is. Because we don't want to find ourselves inundated with so much chaos, so much discord, so much failure that we cannot live the life that we were destined and created to live. Oh, yeah, I'm going there. Because if we don't go there, we'll keep expecting the same result. Huh? Oh, yeah. So step one is so that many of us can really live liberated, because many of us say that we're free. However, we limit ourselves by saying we're free, because freedom is to think and do freely. Do as we like, say what we really, you know, we can't say what we really mean, or we can pursue an option that we want. The freedom is that. It's a limitation. You got to be cautious. You got to be unaware. You got to consider that this might be a failure. But when you begin to obtain self-liberation, it will allow you to make decisions that are needed and necessary to enhance and excel you closer to your goals and success. Whatever they are, sharing these steps with you is the beginning of your transition from being free to being liberated. It's the beginning for you to realize that there is something that must change, that your circumstances, your conditions, your situations are not representing, nor are they producing the results and experiences you desire. That's why I want you to say this statement. I am willing to change and grow. With those words, you are able to begin your journey to self-discovery and to honor yourself and to honor the divine creation that created you, that allows us to be in this mode, when we can begin to take control of this moment. Because after all, the power lies within you, and in your acceptance can do it. Oh, I know you thought there was going to be something greater. But that's already greatness. I'm hearing and seeing greatness in you. Welcome to all of you to this new journey that is taking us to the staircase to self. Self-identity, self-awareness, self-liberation, self-reflection, self-awareness clearly inside of us. And when we speak on Thursday, we're going to talk a little bit more, but I want us to stay here and think about, I am willing to change. I am willing to engage in a conversation. I am willing to do an assessment of myself with free from judgment, but filled with encouragement, filled with love, filled with the know-how innately that would progress me and propel me forward. Oh, absolutely, positively. This conversation that we're having, these moments of conversation that we're having, I wanted to take you into a place that allows you to breathe freely, that allows you to flow freely, uninhibited, in full liberation of all your capacities and your abilities. Oh, yes, indeed. And so it is. Absolutely, positively. See, I find myself saying, when I talk to people, I just talk real. Because if I don't talk real, then people will think that there's some magic curtain that you need to go and find and go hide. But one of the coolest things that you could ever do is think about The Wiz or The Wizard of Oz, where they go behind the curtain and it's just a man who knew how to adjust the atmosphere and environment so that he can bring about a result and make his life somewhat slightly greater. Oh, yeah, that's a whole other conversation. Whole other conversation. Are you willing to say that statement? Are you willing to receive exactly what is coming your way? Are you willing to allow life to unfold before you as it should be? Are you ready to stop hiding behind your physical appearance? Are you ready to stop hiding behind the ideas of limitation and lack? To stop hiding behind the idea that it's got to be done when you get, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, when your children are out of school, when your husband gets a promotion, when you get your promotion, whatever it is, we want to stop it now because it is a lie. I had to go there. It's a lie. Just keep it. Come on. It's a lie. You're lying to yourself. All you need to do is make the commitment to change and grow. Just like we do. We can't tell our bodies we don't want to grow up. We can't tell our cells not to shed and create new ones. We can't do that. We can't tell the blood what to do. We cannot do that. We don't have that yet power. However, can decide that we're going to change the way we think. We're going to change the way we eat. We're going to change the way we spend our money. We're going to change the way we feel about money. Absolutely, positively. I get people all the time saying, I want to be rich. I want to be rich. I want to be rich. I want to make a lot of money. I want to do this because I want to make a lot of money. I want to do this because I want to make a lot of money. And then I say, okay, well, I have some people I can refer you to that can show you how to take your business to the next level. I am available to help you do that process. And then they start turning seven shades. And they come with all this litany list of excuses and reasons why they can't. See, a good friend of mine said something, and I've been borrowing it. And she says, your financial situation do not equate to my value. In other words, it's not my problem that you are having financial problems. I can't release myself from my value. My friends can't release themselves from my value. Huh? You can't release yourself from your value unless your value is too low. Then you need to change and grow to raise that value. You are priceless. You are your greatest asset. You need to maximize it. If you can keep a company afloat for your boss, surely you can keep a company afloat for yourself. If you can manage a $1 million budget, then clearly you can manage your $100,000 budget. Oh, absolutely. It's about the mindset. I am willing to change and grow. With these words, you can begin to experience what you desire. Because the next step that we're going to talk about on Thursday is going to tell you how to get rid of all that gunk that's in your head. Tell you that until you agree. I see everyone. I love my room is filled. And I love when you're listening. It is so important that we extend ourselves to a new level of identity. A new level of position, and that we affirm every part of who we are. If you are a single parent, a mother or father that is raising, that has raised children, and they are doing well, that's a skill. That's a marketable skill. You can teach others how to do that. I am willing to grow and change. It doesn't matter that you don't have the degrees. People want help. Solution to their problem. That's what they want. They want a solution to their problem. And if you have that solution, then they're going to listen to you. Absolutely, positively, so it is. So when you begin to think about what it is you want to do, are you willing to change and grow to make it happen? You want to move out your house? You want to change your zip code? You want to begin to have more free time for yourself, spend more time with your children, do things of that nature? Then you need to, hallelujah, be willing to change and grow. Yes, I'm driving it home because it's so important. It's so important. Absolutely it is. How do you think we're going to get around that? We can't. We cannot get around that. We got to change and grow. Are you willing to do it? Are you willing to do it? Question. Can we do it together? Can you commit that you're going to begin to say, I am willing to change and grow, and then I'm going to do whatever it takes? And when you start doubting yourself, or when people, you know, reject you when you say that, you just keep moving forward. Absolutely. Oh, yes, I said it. Honey, don't think that you're not going to have someone come and say something to you. Trust me, you will. But what I want you to do is be able to look them back in their eye and say, your fears are not my reality. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the more that you do that, the better off it's going to be. Oh, our time is going so quickly on today. We have about 4 minutes left on the program. And I think that my assistant has already chosen someone to win the ticket to the November retreat with me. Those of you that want to find out more about my Life Sucks webinar and live event, on June 26th, please give us a call at 480-269-1038, 480-269-1038. And you can text to that number as well. And if you text the word, My Life Sucks, the first 10 texts that I get will get either a free webinar ticket or you will get a free live ticket. Now, these tickets are valued at $79 for the webinar. I know, that's cheap. I know. Why didn't you charge me $79? Because I want you to stop saying your life sucks. That's why. I want you to stop saying that, and I want you to come and have a conversation with me to say why your life sucks, and so you can start saying that my life is a big life. Absolutely, so it is. So I want you to, again, that number to text 480-269-1038, and then you'll be able to get in for those tickets. That's why I did it, because I know that in the archives, people are going to email me and they're going to say, I'm going to repeat it again. All you need to do is text the number to 480-269-1038. My life sucks. The first 10 people that send me, I can't believe I'm saying 10. I said it, so I have to stick to it. The first 10 people that text to that number will get a ticket to the webinar, My Life Sucks, and be able to attend either virtually or live with me in Arizona. Yeah, it's going to be nice. I know. Everyone's going to be wanting June is a good time to be in Arizona. Yes, yes, yes. It's going to be a great time to be in Arizona. Yes, yes, yes. So I want to thank you all for joining me again here on Moments of Conversation. Thank you all. If you want to find me, of course, find me on Facebook. I'm also going to play our commercial really quickly so you can get all the information and learn a little bit more about me, and you will be able to know. I look forward to seeing you. I'm on Facebook as Marian Afua. I'm on Twitter as Marian Afua. You can also like our Moments of Conversation page for your opportunity, again, to go to the retreat for free. That is 3 days and one special evening. And one special evening with me in Arizona in November. All right. Thanks again for joining me here on Moments of Conversation. Remember, when things begin to cloud your way, make you feel overwhelmed, like you just can't go on, stop. Take a deep breath. Scream out nice and loud, that is not my reality, and it's time to seek escape. Begin to know that this is not the end of the road. There's so much more awaiting you. It's only a bad dream until you start to believe. Until next time, continued peace and blessings and exponential success.
Change for the better.